The top health official in Starr County, Texas, Jose Vasquez, has formed a committee to draw up guidelines for doctors to choose patients in the county's only hospital who will not survive COVID-19 and may go home to die with loved ones to free up resources. Berenice Garcia is with the Monitor newspaper in McAllen, Texas. She joins us from Alamo. Berenice, how is that announcement of this committee resonating there?
A lot of people are having reactions that you would expect. They're very alarmed by the news. But, you know, Dr. Jose Vasquez, he's, you know, trying to express that this is not completely out of the ordinary, you know, that hospitals do have ethics committees that make these types of decisions. And unfortunately, he's saying that they're reaching a point there at Starr County where they're having to make these type of decisions because of the lack of resources that they have there.
Right. And we understand that this is, you know, very rural area. This is the only hospital. And some healthcare workers there who have also come down with COVID-19 are saying things like, you know, they really don't even have an ICU normally, and they're having to do this kind of work.
Yeah, that's right. You know, Dr. Vasquez, as soon as he would say that as soon as they had a patient who needed to be intubated, who required those intensive care unit services, they had to automatically be transferred, because they just don't have that at that hospital. And he reported to us that he was searching as far as New York to try to get these patients a bed, but it was just too much. And thankfully, they've received some services, I believe, from the Navy recently. The governor, Greg Abbott, announced recently that they were sending two Navy teams to Rio Grande City, where the hospital is located. So they're thankfully receiving, I believe it was two intensivists, and several nurses who are helping with that. So they are able now to care for some of these patients. But again, those resources are limited. So they're having to make tough decisions based on their probability of survival.
Well, and you're right. This does happen elsewhere. Arizona is starting to roll out care standards for when ICU beds or ventilators are in short supply. And it's something that a decision that doctors have to make outside of COVID-19. When do you stop treating someone? Of course, this is different in that if there are no other hospitals to take them in the area, we see that patients from your county are getting helicoptered out to other areas. If there's no one to take them, they may be going home to die with serious COVID-19. Is there a fear about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, already there's just this under-reporting of deaths at home, and that's another problem that they're facing down there. So, yeah, I mean, it complicates so many things.
And I'm just wondering, too, we understand Starr County was a success initially, few cases at the start of the pandemic as it reached Texas, but then the state reopened. Are people there thinking that maybe that had something to do with it, with the spike you have now?
Absolutely, because, you know, back in April, they went, I believe it was nearly 3 weeks without a single case. And towards the end there, they did have like one or two cases pop up within a single family, but those weren't community spread, right? It was just like a single family, you know, unfortunately infecting one another. And that's how that happened. But then after Governor Greg Abbott kind of reopened the state, reopened the economy, that's when the case numbers there exploded. And that's when we saw hospitals all across the valley being completely inundated with COVID cases. And that's just how it's been since the economy reopened. And I mean, you'll hear it from county officials during press conference. You know, it's very clear to them that what the difference is. They will say the only difference is that our economy reopened and we're no longer able to enforce shelter-in-place orders.
Berenice Garcia, normally we'd be asking you about the flooding from the hurricane in that area.
Yeah.
But just briefly, it can't be helping the situation.
No, absolutely not. And so the good thing is that I did speak to, I did ask about hospitals and how they're doing here. Thankfully, none of them are reporting any flooding. So that's great. But they have said that a few of the employees have called in saying that they're having trouble getting to work. But then in those cases, their hospitals are sending out trucks to pick up those employees. So that's okay for them so far.
Yeah. Berenice Garcia, a reporter who covers Starr County for the Monitor newspaper based in McAllen, Texas. Berenice, we just wish you well with everything going on there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.